The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Maybe we'll start with just arriving at this moment. Feeling the body, maybe the pressure of the body against the chair. Feeling the feet on the ground. We'll just orient ourselves. And for this next short while, we'll be practicing mindfulness of breathing, but in such a way to recognize and support any experiences of ease, loveliness, okayness, joy, gladness, or happiness. Not because the purpose of practice is to always be feeling this loveliness, but because it supports the unfolding of our spiritual practice. So we can bring our attention to the sensations of breathing. Just noticing the quality of the breath. Is it short? Is it long? Is it rough? Is it smooth? When we find ourselves lost in thought, just very simply, gently, begin again with the sensations of breathing. In a relaxed, easeful way. Noticing the inhales and the exhales. And the space between. And we can expand our awareness to include the body. Stretch the attention, if you will. If you found your awareness to be contracted or small or tight in some kind of way, can you stretch it back out in any way that makes sense to you? We can have the body be the arena of our attention in a relaxed, easy manner. Maybe we feel the breath within this body to be like a bird flapping its wings. Beautiful, majestic bird gliding and moving its wings. Maybe we feel like the breath is some kind of way, a massage, this rhythmic movement, this soothing way that the body is moving. The tradition holds that the Buddha practiced mindfulness of breathing and mindfulness of the body. Maybe you find it inspiring to be doing the same practices as a person who has helped countless people find greater and greater freedom. Meditating is honorable and important work. Helps us to be the best version of ourselves. It's a beautiful thing. So now can you turn toward an experience that is okay, easeful, lovely, some sense of well-being? This experience might be subtle, might be obvious. It might be just a small corner of your experience, or it might be a compelling, dominant part of your experience. Maybe it's a quiet sense of warmth. Or spaciousness. Maybe there's a little tingling or bubbliness. Maybe not. Can you allow it to be there? If there is this experience of spaciousness, warmth, loveliness, we can allow it to get as big as it would like. No pressure. If it's not there, it's okay. We don't want to create any new tension by way of expectation. But if it is there, just to tune in. Maybe it's like at nighttime when you look into the sky and you see there's a big, beautiful full moon. And some of the stars, some little sense of delight. And it's perfectly fine if we aren't experiencing this now. Just stay with mindfulness of the body and breathing. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground. Feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. Thank you. Now Kim will say some words for us.